Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 1st of April 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, Manx sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Five more COVID-19 cases since yesterday, so that's 65 and two in Nobles. This evening's government coronavirus briefing is at 6 o'clock tonight after Update. The bins are overflowing in Ramsey, so what's the answer? No GCSE or A-level exams. Is that good or bad for students? The Prince of Wales on his COVID-19 experience and the Manx contactless garden centre. And first of all, it is time for some news headlines on the Isle of Man. We say, Fastamai, good evening, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, the daily Isle of Man government media briefing, which was scheduled to take place at 4 o'clock, has been postponed until 6 o'clock this evening. There will be no questions taken. We haven't had an update on the figures here at this moment in time. Normally, updates are issued at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. each day. A further five cases of coronavirus were confirmed on the Isle of Man this morning. We'll have the very latest for you as soon as we get it. St John Ambulance is helping to deliver prescriptions to residents around the island who are self-isolating or elderly and unable to leave their homes. Customers in need can contact their pharmacy to arrange this. Two public meetings over the closure of the Promenade Medical Centre have been cancelled because of the ban on gatherings during the pandemic. They were due to take place at the South Douglas Old Friends Association today and next Monday. Further afield, a retired doctor has died after returning to the NHS to help treat coronavirus patients. Alpha Sadu's family say the 68-year-old contracted COVID-19 2 weeks ago. They've urged people to respect lockdown rules. And the number of people who've died after testing positive for the virus has grown in the UK by more than 500 in the last 24 hours. The Department of Health there says 2,352 people are now known to have lost their lives. Those are the headlines. More after the briefing at 6. Mish Dolan Mercer.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Good on my head. Thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning in operation for the next 24 hours in the North Irish Sea. Tonight, dry and cloudy with a fresh to strong westerly. 6 Celsius, the overnight minimum temperature. Jerdain, Thursday, we're looking at clouds and showers tomorrow with persistent rain around lunchtime on a fresh to strong westerly wind turning northwesterly in the afternoon and 10 Celsius. Overnight low is 3. Into Friday, Jahenya, dry and bright on Friday with a moderate westerly and 9 degrees. High water in a little over 10 minutes' time at 9 minutes to 6. Sunset 4 minutes to 8 o'clock tonight. Low water 11 minutes after midnight. The early morning high water 3 minutes past 6 and sunrise 13 minutes to 7.
Manx Glass and Glazing hope that all of their customers stay safe and well during these current times.
Well, at this point in Update, I'd normally bring you the main points of this afternoon's Isle of Man government media briefing about COVID-19. Now, today's conference, due to take place at 4, has been pushed back to this evening. Dolan Mercer from Manx Radio News is in the studio. Fastamai, Dolan, what were we due to hear about today?
Fastamai, Andy, there was a new lineup build for this afternoon. We were due to hear from Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister Geoffrey Boot, plus Finlay MacLeod of Isle of Man Creameries. So presumably more information about supply chains and distribution of essential food and drink.
Are they still due to be leading the media conference?
At this moment, we haven't heard otherwise. We've mostly been hearing from Health Minister David Ashford and Chief Minister Howard Quayle. You'll have heard people talking about Howard O'Clock, of course, plus the associated merchandise from Jeff the Mongoose. All profits from that go to the Manx Solidarity Fund.
OK, let's look at the numbers then. What's the latest update, Dolan?
A further 5 cases of COVID-19 were confirmed on the Isle of Man this morning. That update was released at 10 o'clock. We normally have updates then and at 4 p.m. every day. There hasn't yet been anything released this afternoon so far. The most recent information on the Isle of Man government coronavirus website shows 65 people have now tested positive for the illness on the island. 2 patients are being treated in hospital. 63 more have been instructed to self-isolate. A total of 920 tests have been concluded, with 235 people awaiting results and 191 waiting for tests.
And that community initiative in Onchan, what's that all about?
Yeah, residents at the top of Summer Hill in Onchan have started posting colour-coded help sheets through their neighbours' doors. That's to get the elderly and vulnerable the assistance they need. The folded sign goes in your letterbox or window, either with a red background saying, "Please could I have some help?" or a green background saying we're all safe and well. Organisers say every home on the island should have one.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSell. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
24 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. And actually, breaking news, Donna just handed me a piece of paper to say that tonight's conference will be at 6 o'clock after update tonight, and there will be no questions from the media. Read into that what you will. Last Sunday, it was announced no GCSE and A-level exams would have happened on the Isle of Man this summer. The Education, Sport and Culture Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson, made it clear that students would still receive the qualifications they work for and require going into the next stages of their education. But what do the students think about this? Manx Radio has spoken to students from Castle Rushen High School.
There's a lot of sort of problems caused. Mainly, I think it does sort of feel in the short term that it's been 2 years of hard work that's gone to nothing. Even though the effort we've put in is going to go towards our grades still through the teacher assessments and coursework, a lot of people still feel that it has been wasted. I think the school have done a great job, but it couldn't have been helped, really.
In the few days that we're actually leading up to the final cancellation of our GCSEs and A-levels, there's kind of quite a disparity between kind of what we're hearing from kind of the UK exam boards and then what the Isle of Man were doing, and it wasn't very clear whether our exams were still going to go ahead or whether they were going to be cancelled. And I think when the announcement finally came through, I felt kind of a bit flat because we put so much work in kind of getting prepared for these exams.
I've been seeing everyone powering through studies anyway, even though they're stuck at home with all the distractions everywhere, but trying to make sure we stay on the right track and progress in the same way we would if we were doing our exams. I've been incredibly impressed as well by how well the school's been updating us with information.
It's more upsetting because we don't get that proper goodbye, the whole leavers day, we don't get to sign shirts and what have you, so that's really upsetting as well. And then also when I've got some of my predicted grades, I know that in many cases I could have pushed the A's I've been predicted to A stars, and I wanted to, but at the end of the day there's nothing I can do about that now, I've got no control over it. In some cases though, it's quite positive because we've got the chance to start working on our A-levels.
We had like no information on it, we didn't know anything. As far as we knew, exams were going ahead, and despite them telling us revise, it was difficult because everyone thought, you know, exams are going to be cancelled. But contrary to that, the actual school, Castle Rushen, they handled it really well. Yeah, they didn't know any more than us, but they handled it really, really well.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
22 minutes to 6, we say welcome to the Ben McCree, hard to port, heading into Douglas Harbour at the moment, and she'll be off back to Heysham at 7:45 this evening, taking passengers, but of course none will come back, just the freight on the 0215 from Heysham into Douglas, arriving tomorrow morning, and tomorrow morning's departure at 8:45. Alongside where the steam packet will be backing onto the Linkspan, Mananan, the Firescraft, sits there. Seasonal services to Liverpool, Dublin and Belfast will be reviewed in 3 weeks for the services after Thursday, the 16th of April.
Follow the steam packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Manx Radio has received reports that some hotels are refusing to refund or transfer bookings for TT 2020. Following the cancellation of the event. This TT regular was due to stay at the Ellen Vannin Hotel on Queen's Promenade in Douglas, which Manx Radio has contacted for comment multiple times and yet has received none. Frances gave her version of events to Manx Radio's Rhiann Evans.
I thought, I won't pester him straight away, but then I sent him a message and said, can you tell me what arrangements you're making as the TT's cancelled this year? and they just came back and said, well, we're going to be open and we're doing an extra cleaning routine. So if you don't use the hotel room, you've lost your money. I sent him an email back and said, well, I actually can't travel. The TT's cancelled and there's a travel ban to the Isle of Man, to the island. So we can't travel. It's not that we don't want to come and stay. We physically can't come and stay. So are you offering a refund or will you hold our booking over to the year after? Because I'm quite happy for them to do that. And they just came back and said, no, we're not doing anything. If you don't come, you lose your money, and that's it. So I went back and I said, right, well, I'm going to report the matter to the Isle of Man Tourist Board. And they came back and they were quite nasty and just said, we're not going to bow to being bullied or threatened, and the Isle of Man Tourist Board won't be able to do anything. Do not contact us again, and we won't be entering into any more conversations on the subject. Being a business owner myself, I can understand that, yeah, you're going to have to borrow money to get you through this period of time, and it's an absolute disaster for you as a business because your key earning potential for the year is gone. But that's the way the world is at the minute, and we've all just got to accept it, make the best of it, and, you know, next year we can start rebuilding again.
You said you were going to report them to the Tourism Board. Have you done that?
Yeah. And I haven't done that yet. I'm going to write to the Isle of Man Tourism Board, and I'm also going to report the matter to Trading Standards because that's the advice they've given to somebody else.
Do you know many other people that are struggling with this situation, particularly with any hotels on the Isle of Man?
Yeah, at the very least, there's two that have been named on the site. If you look on Ellen Vanning's Facebook page, there was actually a family, and this was nothing to do with the TT. They should have been travelling for a holiday in March. And obviously they can't go because there's a travel ban. All the Ellen Vanning has said, well, we are open and you didn't come, so you've lost your money.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
At 18 minutes to six, following the closure of all pubs on the Isle of Man, the Crosby's reopening its doors as a pop-up spa shop on Friday. The staff will be in the store, employed by Spa, of course, in Union Mills and the Crosby Pub. It's going to be open from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 9 till 7 on Sunday. The opening hours constantly under review. In order to maintain social distancing requirements, numbers of customers will be restricted and deliveries and collections will be free of charge. The Crosby is now a spa shop. Elsewhere, British American Tobacco, the makers of cigarette brands including Lucky Strike, Dunhill, Rothmans and Benson & Hedges, has said it has a potential coronavirus vaccine in development using tobacco plants. BAT's turned the vast resources usually focused on creating products that pose health risks to millions to battling the global pandemic. If testing goes well, BAT's hopeful that with the right partners and support from government agencies, between 1 and 3 million doses of the vaccine could be manufactured per week beginning in June. The company, which is listed in London, said the new fast-growing tobacco plant technology put it ahead of others trying to develop a vaccine.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit wimanx.com today. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets declined as global market sentiment continued to be negative amid the coronavirus outbreak. The dollar advanced with markets staring at what's likely to be one of the worst economic contractions in decades. Global crude prices fell as a bigger-than-expected rise in U.S. inventories and a widening rift between OPEC heightened oversupply fears. Gold jumped as concerns the near global lockdown to flight to fight the coronavirus pandemic would spark a deep economic downturn. In corporate news, banks came under pressure with Barclays, RBS, Lloyds, HSB and Standard Chartered all trading lower as they suspended dividend payments due to the outbreak. Elsewhere, Taylor Wimpey was in the red after it said executives at the house builder had agreed to cancel bonuses and take a 30% base salary for the duration of the coronavirus lockdown. And at the close, the numbers in London, the FTSE 100 was down 3.8% at 5,454. The DAX in Germany down 4% at 9,544. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index was down 3.25% at 21,209. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 2.5% at 7,515. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 down 3.5% at 2,494. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 23.9 cents and €1 13.3 cents. And in commodities, gold is down 0.8% at $1,590 per ounce, and Brent crude down 3.5% at $24.99 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
The rubbish in Ramsey is causing a bit of a stir amongst the population and online too. With recycling facilities being unavailable and the civic amenity sites closed, some people's bins are getting pretty full or even overflowing, particularly communal ones outside blocks of flats. Finlow Williams is Ramsey Town Commissioner's lead member for Works and Development, and Manx Radio's Alex Watton asked him what the local authority's stance is on this.
The board has recently taken the viewpoint that we need to start enforcing our bin down policies. That's for a number of reasons, mostly staff safety, but also we're starting to see an increase in incidents where they were trying to take bins that were overflowing, that had their lids propped up, rubbish sticking out to the side, and that was actually getting tangled in the machinery on the back of the wagon and causing further breakdowns to the wagon and the lifts on the back. Which is why we've had to take the stance, so both for staff safety and for our wagon maintenance, that we have to start enforcing that bin down policy. So I understand that this is a difficult time for everyone and people are going to be generating more rubbish, but we have to stand by that for the safety of our staff. As I said, we can't have any more staff going off injured, and for the maintenance of our vehicles.
Whilst I'm sure lots of people will appreciate that that has to be done, especially around safety, of course, the lack of alternatives certainly springs to mind in this case. It's an unprecedented time, as we keep hearing, but we can't recycle like we normally can. We can't go to the tip like we normally would. We can't burn our waste following a warning from the Fire and Rescue Service. So perhaps at this unprecedented time, is there something else Ramsey commissioners could be doing, or local authorities could be doing, providing more bins perhaps?
At the moment, you're correct, it is a very difficult time. We've looked into other alternatives, and unfortunately there isn't much that can be done from our side. All we can advise is, if you have recycling, try and set an area out in your home that you're going to keep recycling in for the time being. If you have grass or hedge cuttings or rubble, don't put them in your bin. Try and keep them somewhere to one side and wait for this lockdown to be over.
Manx Radio Sport.
12 minutes to 6, Fastamai at Oldham.
Fastamai. Another local rugby club has announced it will help people in the community. This follows Howard Quayle's praise for Ramsey at yesterday afternoon's coronavirus media briefing. Western Vikings, who the Chief Minister used to play for, say they are there for anyone who is unable to carry out their normal duties due to self-isolation or social distancing. The club says its members are able to do things like pick up shopping or pre-ordered deliveries or check in on family for you. If you need assistance, you can send the club a message on Facebook or contact Chris on 426593. Or Ash on 303081. Those numbers on this story on the Manx Radio website. Western Vikings say they have members all around the island, so can assist people outside Peel as well. Their volunteers will be recognisable through wearing the club badge and will be wearing the appropriate protective equipment, and social distancing guidelines will be adhered to at all times. Further afield, Premier League players should be the first to sacrifice their salaries during the coronavirus pandemic, according to MP Julian Knight. The chair of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee says the furloughing of non-playing staff by some clubs shows the moral vacuum at the centre of English football. The teams who've done it so far insist it will protect the jobs of their employees. Former Middlesbrough and Rangers striker Chris Boyd tells Sky Sports News the shutdown will impact players too.
Because they're football players, everybody expects, oh, you should just take a 50% wage cut and everything. Okay, it doesn't work like that. You know, it's difficult times for everyone. And, you know, not every footballer is a multi-millionaire.
The news from sport tonight. And now, Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions. The two departures from Ronald's Way this afternoon went away just slightly after time. The BA to Heathrow and the Logan Air to Liverpool earlier on. So no more departures, just a couple of arrivals. The 6:40 inbound Logan Air from Liverpool and the 8 o'clock BA inbound from Heathrow tonight. On the roads, Port St Mary continues to be a hotspot. Bayview Road, Port St Mary's got two-way signals for gas main repair. Station Road is closed from Four Roads roundabout to the junction with Beach Road Plantation Road for gas main repairs as well. Access is maintained for residents. The Largan in Port St Mary's closed between Bayview Road and the rear of the Bayview Hotel for gas main repairs. Cannells Lane in Ramsey's closed between Parliament Street and Water Street for gas service work there as well. Curragh Road, St John's, still a big hole. Well, they're gradually getting on top of it, I guess. Roadworks between Ballycrane traffic lights and the Western Amenity site. Elsewhere, Westlands in Peel is closed for its entire length between until about the 28th of August until demolition, refurb and extension is completed as well. And everything you need to know about trains, planes, boats, buses and roadworks and the ongoing saga. It's not happening, is it? Douglas Promenade is static at the moment. Anyway, you can find out everything you need at manxradio.com, and Douglas Promenade's got its own website, myprom.im.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions,
670-145. Prince Charles has been speaking about the coronavirus pandemic and its effect on older members of the community, like him.
Having recently gone through the process of contracting this coronavirus, luckily with relatively mild symptoms, I now find myself on the other side of the illness, but still in no less a state of social distance and general isolation. As we're all learning, this is a strange, frustrating and often distressing experience when the presence of family and friends is no longer possible and the normal structures of life are suddenly removed. At such an unprecedented and anxious time in all our lives, my wife and I are thinking particularly of all those who have lost their loved ones in such very difficult and abnormal circumstances, and of those having to endure sickness, isolation and loneliness. As patron of Age UK and my wife the patron of Silverline, our hearts go out to all those older people throughout this country who are now experiencing great difficulty. However, we also know that in every community up and down this land, where people of all ages are being affected by this virus, there are truly wonderful neighbours, individuals and groups of volunteers who are providing ceaseless care and attention to those most at risk, and that all this network of selfless assistance is in itself helping to provide vital support and reassurance to the hard-pressed professional services. And at a time when doctors, nurses and all the vital ancillary staff that form the backbone of our remarkable NHS are increasingly under such enormous strain and risk as they battle heroically to save lives in intensive care centres and to contain, as much as possible, the spread of this virus, our thoughts and prayers are very much with those marvellous people.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
A Douglas Gardening Centre, which closed for the safety of its customers, says it's been surprised by the demand for its goods. Alexander Nursery is offering a contactless collection and delivery service following the closure of non-essential retailers on Wednesday, 25th of this month. Government published a list of those who are able to remain open as social distancing measures are enforced. Now, exceptions made for supermarkets, banks, pet shops, but no specific reference to garden centres. Tom Long of Alexander Nurseries in Douglas explained.
Well, we closed straight away. In fact, we closed the day before, really because a lot of my customers are elderly or over 70. And I thought for everybody's safety, it's probably best to shut. You never know, you could be a carrier or customers could be carriers. And I put a little note on the gate. If anybody was stuck for any compost or plants, just give me a ring. I could drop them off on the understanding it was a non-contact delivery basis only, just leaving things in people's driveways or leaving in people's doorways and then leaving and off we go.
So in and amongst this age of self-isolation and social distancing, how busy have you been?
Well, I was a bit surprised, really, how busy I was going to be. The phone didn't stop ringing. People wanting compost or seeds, especially people wanting to grow their own vegetables, that is. I was surprised. I just couldn't keep up with the demand for the first day. Although the weather was very good, and I think people with a lot of time on their hands just wanted to crack on and get in the garden, tidy up, replenish their pots. And then a lot of them are thinking long term on sowing a few vegetable seeds.
Coming back to me, sort of original point as well, there's obviously been a lot of focus around what's essential, and perhaps from a government point of view, maybe people are sort of interpreting that as quite an arbitrary thing. I mean, over in the UK, for example, you've got off licences are being deemed essential, so people can go and get their fix of booze or whatever. But in these times, so people who have a garden, from your experiences now, it's proven to be quite an essential outlet, I suppose, for those who are self-isolating.
I think so. I mean, there's a big thing about the outdoor lifestyle now, and gardening especially is good for mental well-being and mental health. And I think to get out and encourage people maybe to do stuff in the garden is not a bad thing. I mean, I you just don't want to drift out of these guidelines. I mean, as soon as somebody says, oh, no, you can't do it, we'd stop. But at the moment, if you know, for what I'm doing, I think people seem to be very appreciative. And if it helps them along getting in a little bit of exercise or just give them a bit of something else to do rather than sitting watching the telly, it's not a bad thing.
3 minutes to six after update tonight, the latest COVID-19 news conference live from government offices. That's it for update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Ed Oldham, I'm Andy Wendt, and update is back Thursday night at 5:30. Remember to follow Manx Radio on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to Manx Radio's YouTube channel. Until tomorrow, have a good Wednesday.
WINT. Magic Carpets have made the difficult decision to close our business while the coronavirus